A 437-page report. That's what the mayor's office released last month in their $19.5 billion long-range plan for post-Sandy rebuilding. It's called the SIRR, the Mayor's Special Initiative for Rebuilding and Resiliency. The SIRR report looks at strengthening the city's ability to withstand extreme weather events like Hurricane Sandy, and it gives recommendations to the Federal Hurricane Sandy Rebuilding Task Force. It took a while for a coalition representing over 40 community, environmental justice, labor, and civic groups from New York City, Long Island, and New Jersey neighborhoods most impacted by Superstorm Sandy to go through the report and make their own assessment. But it's here now, and the coalition is called the Sandy Regional Assembly. They found good points, but also missed opportunities and challenges they want the federal government to address.
First of all, it was a substantial effort that really had a huge task in front of it, really trying to envision what would be needed to make the city resilient and sustainable.
Elena Conti is with the Pratt Center for Community Development. She says what's good about the report is that it sets up a framework for agencies to coordinate with one another. Also, there's a real potential to integrate what's natural into each community.
Both what they call gray, which is the hard stuff, and green, which is infrastructure that's rooted in natural, sustainable benefits, are in there. And they're in there looking at it neighborhood by neighborhood. So you see something that could shut off the gate to Newtown Creek, like literally a gate to shut so that area doesn't flood. The suggestion for Coney Island to create an incredible green space that would connect the low-income and community of Coney Island across to a park that right now is hardly accessible, and to integrate incredible green space into something that would protect the back of the creek from flooding is truly notable should it be realized.
So what is the plan missing? Keith Kinch is with the Ocean Bay Community Development Corporation in Far Rockaway.
There needs to be more community input in the mayor's plan. There isn't enough input on what happens right after the storm, what happens with recovery and with resiliency. And people don't want to be told necessarily what's going to happen to them. They want to be part of the process. And the process has to be long, has to be arduous. We're talking about rebuilding a community.
The mayor's plan has a commitment to NYCHA housing, which is in storm surge zones, but misses the boat in terms of job creation components.
I think if we're going to do any rebuilding in NYCHA, we have to make sure that there are jobs available for NYCHA residents. With the HUD in Section 3, if we're going to rebuild or if we're going to make sure that we have any major construction in NYCHA, we should be hiring locally within NYCHA.
Eddie Bautista is executive director of the New York City Environmental Justice Alliance. He says the mayor's report looks at open industrial uses like waste transfer stations, recycling facilities, asphalt and concrete production plants, but it doesn't look at enclosed industrial sites on the waterfront where flooding ran through buildings.
The industrial uses that are enclosed, meaning within buildings, the SIRR doesn't contemplate how to reduce their vulnerabilities to storm surge. It looks at the vulnerability of open industrial uses when it comes to flooding, but not other climate change impacts like storm surges, which is what Sandy was, or sea level rise.
And the problem with this is that pollutants from enclosed industrial sites enter the waters and the rest of the environment. The Environmental Justice Coalition also sees a missed opportunity in not addressing vulnerabilities in specific communities such as Hunts Point.
There was no real attempt to increase that resiliency. When you're talking about the food distribution center for the entire region, that's deeply troubling.
And what about the first responders? What about the communities, the people in communities who had to remediate mold and had to take care of rebuilding their homes?
Well, that was one of the missed opportunities that we flagged in our analysis of the mayor's report, was that there was no attempt to try to quantify what were the health impacts of first responders and recovery workers, whether it was exposure to mold and other hazardous substances, or post-traumatic stress disorder, which, you know, increasingly we've heard from a number of the first responders and recovery workers that they've been grappling with the psychological impacts of of these of their response. So one of the things that we've called for in our response and in our call to the feds is that there needs to be some real community health investigation where you quantify what those health impacts were, and through that investigation, identify possible methodologies to reduce whether it's hazardous waste or hazardous substance exposures, or even things having to do with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mold remediation is a capital project.
Jeanette Toomer with GOAL, the Good Old Lower East Side Neighborhood Preservation Association.
But because there's no coding, there's no real quantitative measure that's taking to recognize what mold is going to be the most hazardous, what mold is that was pre-existing, what mold is as a result of Hurricane Sandy, that kind of work hasn't been done. And so that's a huge gap when we're looking at public health concerns in the coming years after Hurricane Sandy and what we're looking at in extreme weather events moving forward in already vulnerable communities.
Many of the low-income neighborhoods in the city are most vulnerable to mold, to climate change impacts, to flooding, storm surge, and strong winds. Sea level rises and are threatened by toxins when they are exposed. Conti with the Pratt Center says the mayor's report is a good start, but certainly not an end-all.
There are some major themes that are in there that can really be built out. There are some things that must go forward and are going to be critical. The question is, how well is this stuff going to be integrated on the ground? What's the level of commitment that the next administration is going to have to making this happen, but also to making it happen in partnership with communities that have rich knowledge to bring.
More information about the report from the Sandy Regional Assembly is available at www.nyc-eja.org, the Environmental Justice Alliance website. Look there for their analysis of the mayor's SIRR report. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.